Just talk to the young people today. I haven't for about a few weeks, and the Lord just laid something on my heart today. Plus, you all ready? Matthew. I was looking in Matthew, and my eyes looked where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount. You all know about the Sermon on the Mount. They call it the Beatitudes. The Sermon on the Mount. Well, in that, there was something he said here. And I just feel we need to encourage the young people in this, being at school, with their friends, all the things that sort of go on. And Jesus said something here about forgiveness. And he said this, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Now, those who've got your Bibles, praise the Lord, it's good to see that. This is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. And he says here, If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now, we know that, of course, to be where, when we speak of trespasses, we're speaking in terms of maybe where we're holding resentment, unforgiveness. God regards that as sin. And he says that if we hold that against our friends, then it's held against us. Now, in many ways, this is the interesting thing about this. It seems as though God doesn't forgive us. God does forgive us. The problem is that he says, if we don't forgive our friends, then that very unforgiveness that we have toward them is an unforgiveness towards us. It simply sets in motion that unforgiveness. It sets sin in motion. It's not that God doesn't want to forgive you, because he does. If the Lord doesn't forgive us, we won't be here. None of us be here. Let's just be frank about this. But our very unforgiveness hinders us from God working his grace and mercy with us. Now, I bring that up because at school, you see every day reactions, maybe from your friends, or you hear stories, or you see things that go on at school or in the playground or so on. You're very often seeing all the time areas of unforgiveness, hate, resentment. We're actually, as a society, surrounded with it. If you look at, not that I recommend it, but these soap operas, you constantly see it in operation all the time. And at school, you see this. Now, it's not always an easy thing when you're constantly surrounded with all these emotions, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, all those things that are attached to it. The question that I'm going to raise this morning, and maybe you've never thought about this, how can you, in that environment, a believer who loves Jesus, be not affected by that? How can we live that example that Jesus expects from us? Have you any thoughts about that? How we could actually live this? Because in ourselves, the natural thing is to react. Our reaction is often our own defense. It's like us putting a defense around us because somebody's hurting me, or somebody said something horrible, or I'm battling resentment. Human nature is to put a barrier around us. When Adam and Eve sinned, what was the first thing they did? Do you know what they did when they sinned? Fell from the glory of God? They hid. And they did something else. What did they do?
They ate the wrong tree of
They did indeed. And as a result of that, they also feared. And what else did they do for themselves?
They
tried to cover themselves up. See? Sin immediately covers. It's a defence. Me. I'm defending myself. Now the wonderful thing about this is, as a Christian, God says, now I want you to listen to this, God says, you don't have to defend yourself. I am now your covering. I am now your buffer. They've said this to you, or you've heard things, or whatever it is, but because I am covering you, I am protecting you, I am asking you to forgive. Even what they've said or what they've done. And the reason God says that, because he has forgiven us. Now, we can only do that if we are experiencing that forgiveness. You'll never be able to do it otherwise. If you're not experiencing the forgiveness of the Lord, you can never experience to forgive others. We might be hurt for a while. It might come as a shock. It's like sometimes in life, you know, I remember once when I was younger, I came out of the supermarket and I went out into the car park and I was sort of carrying something. And what I didn't see was that a van was carrying a ladder. And I was sort of going along. And the next thing I said, pow, you know, something like that. And the shock of it, you know, you sort of see stars for a second. And you know, it's like, and so... It's like something when it happens to us, when something has happened, we're under the shock. You know, people, if they've had an accident, one of the things that you must do very quickly is you must minister to that shock. And we pray for them, whatever it is, but the body will go in a shock mode. It's defense, it's the mechanism. And so, of course, what you do is you cover them. You look after them. You just speak well to them, positively. You give them security. This is one of the most important things to do in road accidents or various things like that, is to comfort, support, is to cover, to lay them out, get them, that is releasing that shock. And God does the same to us. So that when something has happened, or you've found that your best friend has betrayed you, or done wrong to you, it's a shock. But God then shows us, I am your forgiveness. What they've done actually is to me. And as we get out of it, and as we begin to seek God, and this is why it's important, when these things happen, that you talk to Jesus about it, and then you begin to find he's starting to work in you. And you'll find that in your prayers, Lord, I forgive that person. I forgive what she said. I forgive what he's done to me. And you'll find it's there. But it's a desire. It's a desire. And then the grace is there. You then can look at that person, even though they might not look at you. Or maybe they're trying to hide away from you. You can look at them and you can embrace them in the love of Christ, instead of trying to run away or pretend. And this, of course, is what happens, doesn't it? I bet you see that at school, where things have gone wrong, or there's been arguments, whatever it is, people try to avoid people, don't they? Have you seen it? We've even done it ourselves. We're hoping, is that person there? You know, I hope they're not coming today, or I don't want them at school today, and I hope they're going to be off sick, you know, that sort of thing. That is all what unforgiveness will do. We hide behind it. Just like Adam and Eve, they hid behind that sin. And so, we're all going to battle with that. Talk it out with Jesus. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what has happened, because he knows anyway. And he's going to work that grace, because we must always forgive. Otherwise, that ministering of grace, forgiveness upon our lives, just simply sets in motion a hindrance. It's not because God wants to do that, not at all. It simply does it. Because to forgive and to show that forgiveness in our fruit, in our living, is the most powerfulest, sacrifice that we can give as Christians. It's so powerful that it actually ministers, it speaks. It is so powerful that it actually divides the powers of darkness that will try to cause that discourse, that disunity. I'm not saying that we all get to it straight away. We're all at times challenged with that. But I know what you young people go through, and I know the things that go on at school, and it's getting worse. I even know at times there's violence, there's bullying. You're surrounded so often with hate, resentments, angers. And a lot of this comes, sadly, out of their family life. So when you're confronted with that next time, you think about this. You just turn to Jesus, but you've got to tell him, don't hide your anger, your resentment. Don't hide the fact that you're finding it hard to forgive that person. The Lord knows. He wants you to talk it out with him. That's the most important thing. Because what I'm seeing now amongst young people and in schools, this sort of thing is getting worse. It's getting worse. But as believers, Christians, this is where your light is going to shine. And they're going to start to say to you, how can you forgive that person? We saw what they said and done to you. We heard it with our own ears. How can you actually forgive them? Then you have a reason to tell them who has helped you to forgive them. It is Jesus in my life.